Blog Talk Radio.
Answers to Life's Questions. I am your hostess, Barbara Grace Reynolds, and this is the show that I was guided to create so that you'd have a place to ask those questions that you have about your life, those questions that your own mind has not been able to provide you with an answer that actually works for you. So when you are asking those questions on this show, the answers you are getting are coming from your guidance, from your angels, from the ones who love you and watch over you all the time. And they want you to have an absolutely magnificent, incredible life. So if you have questions about your life that you'd like to have answered, then give me a call. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And you can also ask questions if you are logged into the chat room. But you have to be logged in order to do it. Otherwise, it doesn't let you type anything. Okay. And today is supposed to be a show about persistence. I always find it so funny whenever there's a theme to a show, it seems like that theme pops up into my life. And I was late starting the show because I couldn't connect, but I kept persisting, and I tried three different ways, and the third one actually worked. So I've already seen examples of how persistence can be to our benefit. All right, let's go to our first caller. This looks like different country code. It's 4477 are the first four numbers. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Barbara. Thanks for taking my call. My name is Deep.
Hi, how are you?
I am very well, thank you. I like the theme of the show today, persistence.
Ah, so what is it you're persisting in?
I'm persisting with life, with the flow of life, like there are ups and downs and we need to keep going and continue to push through it to make positive changes happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what did you have a question about today?
I can ask, do you also do mediumship or do you do psychic readings?
I do sometimes. If someone has a question about someone who's passed over, sometimes that person will come to me and tell me whatever it is that they want to tell. I don't consider the readings that I do to be psychic because they're not like most psychics. They're generally showing you what it is in you that needs to be changed in order to create what you desire. So they're different. But ask
right.
away and let's see what happens.
Right. Sure. So I have a 6-year-old with my ex. We are divorced, and she is now in a relationship, or she just started seeing someone called Alex, and I was concerned about how this person would be for my son, whether he will be a good stepfather, or even if they are together for some time, whether he'll be the right person, good energy to be around my son, who is 6-year-old. So it was, yeah. So do you see this person being good for my son, energy-wise? How long do you see him around?
I don't really see him around long-term.
Right.
I don't really see that the relationship is really going to last. Let me see if they're going to tell me anything about your son. They're saying your son is safe. They're going to watch over him, keep him protected. You don't have to worry about that. And that this man's not really going to have any influence on your son. He's just not going to be there that long.
Okay, neither positively nor negatively.
No.
Okay.
He's really kind of neutral.
Okay, is he like an honest person integrity-wise, because I give child maintenance to my ex, and then I keep worrying about him misusing her finances?
Okay, so the first thing they're saying is that you need to, because if you are thinking that he's going to misuse the finances, you are setting it up so that he gets to misuse the finances. So put that thought completely out of your mind, because you keep creating what you actually don't want. Okay. So in general, he's an honest person. So as long as you stop pushing him towards misusing things, then there shouldn't be any problem with it. I get
sure.
that she is an honorable person, too, and she does what is best for your son.
Yes,
she can. Yeah.
Yeah,
You would not intentionally connect with someone who would want to do any harm to your son or to her. That's not who she is.
No. But do you see a good influence, somebody she meeting as a partner who would have a good influence over my son over the longer period? Because I don't live with them. I don't live close by. It's good to have a masculine male.
I see that she will meet someone eventually. My guidance never actually tells me exactly when anything's going to happen. But they're showing that she will meet someone and that she will make a good choice. And that he will be a positive influence in helping your son to grow up to be a strong, responsible man who lives in integrity.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
And they want to encourage you to do whatever it is you need to do to maintain the connection with your son, even though there's a distance. You know, you can still send him little cards and letters and things that just let him know that you're there, you care, you love him, and he can always talk to you.
Yeah, sure. One last thing, if I could ask. She's trying to buy a house or a flat or whatever, and she has a good sum for deposit, and she wants me to help her with some money I have, which would be like paying up the child maintenance for the next few years. So do you see that being the right thing for me to do? It's like about 20,000.
I see that it would give them a home, a place for him to grow up, that you would know that this is where he is.
Yeah.
And that would give them the security So if it's something that you can do without it being a hardship for you, and you feel good about it, then do it.
Yeah, I can do it without it being a hardship. I was just worried about there not being much for him monthly maintenance wise, but it would of course be towards him if they have a house they can call their own. Yeah, thank you, that helps a
Yeah.
lot.
Well, you're welcome. And they just keep saying, keep reminding him that you're there, you love him, you're part of his life, you're his father. So no matter what else is going on, he knows that you are there.
Yes, I will. Thank you. Apparently, he was my father in a previous life and he gave me very good values.
Let's see. Let's see if they want to say anything about that. And then they're saying that, well, so this time around, you get to show him that you actually learned what he taught you.
Thank you. I'll let you go. There are probably lots of other callers in the queue, Barbara.
Well, let me know how things go, Deep. You can call anytime.
Sure, I will. Thank you, Barbara. You take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, our next caller is from area code 347. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Jessica. Thanks for taking my call.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. I would love your help in clearing something that I have been persistent in trying to clear on my own for years. So, I mean, not all the time, but it definitely has come up lately again, and I want to just be done with it.
Okay.
What it is that I am afraid of the dark, and especially the dark being outside, and I'm staying at my parents' house, so I'm afraid, I've always been afraid of being in the house at night. It's a nice sized house, and it just is kind of creepy in the dark. And the other, so I'm always like afraid when I go to take my dog out at night. I always like, sometimes I'll like freak out that I'll tell him to hurry up and go to the bathroom quickly so we could go back inside, because I'm like so afraid of the dark. It's like a paranoia that someone's going to come and like get me or attack me or shoot me or. And also, just to share too, the other day, somebody rung the doorbell at night, and I was watching their car outside, and it really set me off, like freaked me out. And my parents don't have a peephole, so that makes me feel uncomfortable. So I never really know who it is. The guy said he was just like the pizza man at the wrong house, but I was like paranoid and afraid if he was gonna leave or not, and it was like really kind of nuts. So, I would love help in clearing that, because like I said, I've been persistent in trying to do different things to clear it, but it's still, when that happened the other day about the pizza man, I was like, okay, this needs to be taken care of.
Okay. So when you started talking about it, I got this image of, it looks like this little village, and it's nighttime, and these guys are coming in on these big horses. They have torches, and they're breaking into the houses and killing people and doing all sorts of mayhem and destructive things. And apparently you were there. You were one of the people in one of the houses, and your whole life was ended, actually. They killed you. Okay. That could be a part of your fear of the dark.
Well, I know that there, okay, so I know that's an interesting, I know it also has to do with me being, I think I was assassinated, well, not I think, I know I was assassinated also. So I know that that's related, but I guess there's been a couple of lifetimes that things like that happened.
Yeah. Okay. So before we clear anything, the first thing they want you to do is they want you to go out today, buy a peephole, borrow or buy a drill, put the thing in the door so that you can look out, and then you don't have to wonder about who's on the other side.
Oh, I would love to do that, but it's their house. I can't. But in moving forward, obviously, wherever I move, I will always have a peephole because I know how important it is for me. They would flip out if
Why
I drilled their door.
It's just one little hole. It's not huge.
Yeah, no, they would go ballistic. Yeah, but okay.
That's weird that they wouldn't want you to have a peephole. All right, that's a whole different thing. All right, let's see how we are supposed to move towards clearing up this fear of the dark. Actually, you're afraid of what's going to come at you in the dark. It's not actually the dark you're afraid of. It's all those, they're doing bad things in the dark. That's what you're afraid of.
Mm.
All right. So would you like an infinity healing for releasing the ties to past lives or ancestral beliefs that bad things come in the dark? Any memories you have of any time you were hurt or anything negative that was done to you when it was dark, that you have connected nighttime with danger, nighttime with bad things happen, nighttime with an intensification of any kind of fear that you have. And if you would like to release that, say yes.
Yes.
And three deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for kind of unplugging you from that deeply seated fear, that way that you identify with the negative aspects of the dark and of the night? Just unplugging that, because there's absolutely nothing wrong with the dark. There's nothing wrong with the night. Nights are actually beautiful. You can go out, you can look at the stars and walk around and breathe the air. And night is actually a very nurturing time for us. So by unplugging you from all of the negativity you have attached to your visions of the night, this will allow you to actually see the beauty of the night, to appreciate the night, to know that night is a safe time, night is a nurturing, loving time, and that it's okay for you to be in the dark. And if you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for forgiving? Forgiving those people who in past lives did things to you that were not nice. They did them at night. They frightened you. They terrorized you. They killed you. They tortured you. They did all those wonderful things to you. And a lot of that stuff.
That rape thing is coming up for me.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
So forgiving everyone who was involved in any experience that you had, whether it was night or daytime, anything that was a negative experience, anything that imprinted on you and that you have carried forward from past lives, all of the negative energy around what happened, this would be just forgiving them. Forgiving each and every one of them, even the ones who did things which are completely and totally unforgivable, you're still going to forgive them. And forgiving yourself, forgiving yourself for anything that you've blamed yourself about, anything you've beaten yourself up about, any little voices that say, well, you know what happened before, so you better not go out at night. Forgiving all of that, completely and totally, just opening your heart and letting it go. Because holding on to it has never benefited you. It has never made you safer. It has never kept anything from happening to you. It has just put you in that state of fear, that state of turmoil. And so by forgiving, you are releasing yourself from that self-imposed prison, from those self-imposed fears. So just open your heart and let the forgiveness flow and allow it to wash through you, through all of your memories, all of your identities, all of your feelings, everything that ever happened, to see it all washed clean. And just let the forgiveness flow. And if you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. So I'm hearing the word humanity. How do you feel about humanity?
Sometimes I feel on a mission to help, save, serve humanity, and at other times I don't like humanity.
Okay.
I don't want to be bothered.
So would you like an infinity healing for clearing up your mixed feelings about humanity, releasing all of the ideas that you have that humanity is negative, that humanity sucks, that humanity is out to get you, humanity is always hurting you, humanity is not worth saving? Releasing all of that negative belief about humanity and accepting humanity as just what it is. There's nothing negative or positive about it. It just is. And you have chosen to come here and be a part of humanity so that you can experience who you are, so that you can become even more than you've ever imagined, so that you can actually help raise humanity to a higher level. And so if you'd like this infinity healing for clearing up all of the swirling energies that you have around humanity and accepting humanity without any judgment, just accepting it, then say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for forgiving and releasing those concepts you have about men all getting together and going out and, you know, wreaking havoc and raping and pillaging and doing all the things that you've heard that these groups of men do? They get that group mentality where they stop seeing other people as people. They see them as objects. They see them as things, as something to be used, and they don't really care about anybody else's feelings. So this energy, this infinity healing would clear up all of that negativity, and it's like you have a bundle of something right below your solar plexus that's connected with this. That's just like energy. So this infinity healing will take out that energy and all of the perceptions that are connected to it, all of the beliefs, whether they're yours, your ancestors, your past lives, karmic stuff, including any time when you were part of one of those groups of men who was out to do whatever they were out to do. So if you'd like to let go of all of that yucky stuff, then say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And it seems that there's a part of you that thinks that you don't actually deserve to be seen as a person. And that's connected in with all of that yucky stuff that we were just letting go of. So would you like an infinity healing for allowing yourself to be seen as a person? As a person who has value, who has worth. As a woman who deserves respect, who deserves honor. As someone who is a benefit to the world because of the work that you do. As someone who deserves to be alive, to have the things that she desires, to create a life that she can love. As someone who can stand in her power, who can be seen, who can be known, who can be strong. And if you'd like infinity healing for all of that, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting that the light of the divine shines within you. And so no matter when it is, even in the dark of night, you still have that beautiful light that is within you, that light that lights your path, that shows you where it is you are going, what is for your highest good, so that you are always being guided, you are always being protected, and you are never, ever having to be alone. And if you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths.
Michael wanted to help with that too. Thanks, Michael.
Okay, how do you feel?
I feel mellow, at peace. But we'll see what happens at night. So,
I want you to imagine that it's night. Imagine that it's dark outside. And the dog wants to go out.
It always seems to be okay when the lights are on outside. But it's also even in the house, like I have to kind of section off parts of the house because it like feels so eerie and I kind of feel like there's like ghosts in here, you know, like, I mean, not like that, but like something.
Okay, so imagine it's night and there is a power outage. So there are no lights anywhere. The only lights are the stars, and the dog wants to go out. How does that feel?
I think I still feel some anxiety about it. Like, I always feel safer in the back of the house rather than the front, because we take turns, but sometimes he doesn't want to go to the bathroom in the back. I mean, I always, like, pray really hardcore and, like, surround myself with the light and ask the trees to protect me. And I don't know. I guess I still feel, like, a little bit of anxiety about it. Like, I'm not in my stomach.
Okay. So would you like an infinity healing for releasing that knot in your stomach and whatever is causing it? You don't actually have to know what it was connected with, but just letting that go, accepting the fact that you are safe, you are protected, and it doesn't matter if it's 10 o'clock in the morning or 2 a.m. or, you know, midnight or whatever time, and it doesn't matter if you're going out the front door or the back door. None of that matters because you know who you are and you are always protected. And so if you'd like that infinity healing, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths.
You know, it feels like really, like I've been asking Spirit for like, I've realized that I really enjoy when I take risks doing stuff. Like I feel alive, like a lot of things have been coming to mind is when I was feeling the most alive and like really trusting my intuition and just like loving life. And what you're sharing makes me think of that risk of like stepping out and of the front door at night and just feeling fully exposed, because that's how I feel, like fully exposed, just being out there and being like, just letting myself shine brightly. And it kind of feels like it's related. Like it feels like really scary actually, but like it just is kind of like just stand there and be in your power and just I don't know, I don't have any other words for it. It's just kind of like enough of it already, enough of that old stuff, I guess, already, and like enough of,
Okay. Let's see if they want to say something about that. So, would you like an infinity healing for clearing up and releasing any of the residual negativity that's still in you around standing in your power, around opening that door, stepping out in life, taking those risks, being seen, being who you truly are, and trusting that you will be always guided in exactly the right way that you need to be, so that you don't ever need to be afraid. Just completely and totally wiping out all of those beliefs that you are ever, for any reason, supposed to be afraid. Renewing the belief, the knowing within you that you can always trust your guidance. Always show you what is for your highest good. So there is never even a nanosecond when you need to be afraid, because there is nothing to be afraid of. You are protected. You are guided. You are being shown exactly who you are and what you are here to do. And it is okay for you to be in that energy, that beautiful energy of love, that beautiful warm blanket of love that's always surrounding you, always protecting you, always loving you, always giving you the knowing of who you really are. And if you'd like that infinity healing, just say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for letting go of that mind chatter, that says, well, yeah, you've done all these clearings, but your life isn't really any better. You still don't have any money. You don't have any clients. You don't have blah, 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 blah. And it goes on and on and on. And that is just taking you out of where you are meant to be, which is living in the moment, being in the moment, being in the energy of knowing that you are guided, that you are protected, that you are provided for, that you are attracting the people who are meant to come into your life, whether they be clients or friends or relationships or whatever it is, that knowing that there is nothing wrong. That knowing that that mind chatter is not something that you ever need to listen to. The only thing that you are required to do is to be in the moment, to live in the moment, to accept that you are being protected. You are being provided for. You are being the healing force that you have chosen to be in this lifetime, that you are good enough. You are worthy. You are valuable. You are valued. You are loved. And so this infinity healing will bring you more and more into that truth that applies to you. And if you're willing to accept this, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for allowing yourself to live your life by design? It means that you get to make the choices. You get to choose what you want to experience. You get to choose what you want to let go of. You get to choose how you feel about yourself. You get to choose the future you are creating. This is your design. You are the one who is doing it. You are the one who is responsible because this is your life. These are your choices. This is your gift from God. So if you want to fully accept that you are the one who is designing your life and you are never, ever a victim of circumstances. You are never a victim of anything. The world is not against you. No one has control over you. This is your design. You get to make the choices. And all you have to do is accept that this is your choice. And if you'd like to accept all that energy, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths.
You know, that actually brought to mind something that has been in and out of my mind for the last couple of days, which I was debating whether to ask you about this or not. So here it goes. this man was brought into my life who was from past lives. He was one of my students in past lives. And I saw that he was taking a lot from me, and I wasn't able to put up boundaries, and I felt drained by him, but I also liked that he was such a star student and he wanted more and more. So he came into my life and I understood what was going on. I caught it really quick. And I put up the boundary and I said, hey, you know, you can become basically a paying client. I do all this stuff that you're looking for help with. And I felt such mixed feelings about, like, I was like, please don't have him email me again, because he kept pulling me back in with this like general conversation, because I was a little bit unsure at first whether this was something that he was going to help me with my business, or I didn't really know what it was, you know, at first. And then I realized, oh, he's supposed to be a student of mine. So I recently just disconnected from him. We were on like social media together, and I like basically disconnected from him, as in unconnecting. Like, we're not contact anymore. And I had in my mind for a little bit, so I understand the lessons that I learned from him. I understand what I had to like kind of write the karma. Part of me wonder, so this is like about the life by design. Part of me was going through this phase for like one day that I was like, hey, if all this is an illusion anyway, and I'm creating all of this, then I want him to come back into my life being a paying student. And I saw us doing business being more like colleagues down the line after I helped him with certain things and he got up to a certain level. Now, I know, like, other people have free will, and he has his own stuff going on, but it just kind of, you brought that back to, I was thinking about him again today, and, you know, it's been a couple of days, and he hasn't signed up for a session, and I thought I was letting that go, but when you're talking about that whole by design thing, so I don't know if you could just offer any clarity around this, because, and I also, I'm kind of conscious of, like, is this, you know, oh, is this my pattern again, trying to manipulate the energy of, like, holding on to a past life connection person. Although I have, feel like I have let him go a bunch, but now I'm thinking about him again. So that's obviously, so just your thoughts, because you're talking about that life by design. So, okay, I'll be quiet now.
Okay. Let's see what they want to say about that.
But I don't want to make my life
so the
more
first
complicated
thing I'm hearing,
by dwelling on this. Yeah.
Well, the first thing I'm hearing is that he is not at a point in his life where he wants to pay. He wants it to be free.
Right, which I understood that.
And,
but then if you're... Go ahead.
And so he's just going to move on to someone else who is going to allow him to feed for a little while before they decide that they've had enough of him. You really don't need him in your life. He's not doing exactly what he came to do in this lifetime. He's not being who he had thought he would be. And so he's kind of trapped in this little cycle of needing to feed off of other people. And until he's finished with that cycle, which may or may not be in this lifetime, he's not someone that you really want to have in your life. It wouldn't really be to your benefit.
Right. So I agree with all that. But if I'm playing at the mastery level of, like, hey, I'm creating my life and he's maybe just a projection of me, and you know that whole Matrix kind of mindset. So if we're playing that game and I say, and again, I know he has free will, so this is where I get confused. But how come I, or how could I mean, it's wasted effort, energy, but how could I create the energy? How can I create that situation that he is at a place to turn into a paying client and that we actually become like friends and colleagues after that? Because again, if I'm the one who's creating all this life, well then wouldn't I be able to do that?
You could not actually change him because he has the freedom of his own choice. Now, if you wanted to put the energy out there that you were creating, that you could have a relationship with someone who could be your friend and your colleague, that you could grow together and benefit from each other, that's fine. But if you specify that it has to be him, you're creating problems for yourself because you can't make him do that. You can create that happens in your life, but you cannot create that it has to be him. There's a difference. Does that make sense?
So, yeah, I understand that. And I definitely preach that myself. Haven't you heard that whole thing that, like, everything that happens in our life, we create anyway, and this is all, like, an illusion?
Yes.
And so if it's all that we created, and if it's all an illusion, then I should be able to make him do whatever, and anybody else, I should be able to make them do whatever I want them to do with my mind. If I'm the creator, if this is, you know?
Okay, let's see. I understand completely what you're saying. And the first thing I'm hearing is that if you actually have that ability, you wouldn't like it. Because it's in working on yourself, creating who you are, the energy that you are putting out into the world, that is creating your experience of the illusion. But if you had that complete control where, you know, if you thought something and it instantly happened, or if you decided that someone is supposed to be in your life and they instantly came and they were like an obedient little puppy sitting there wagging their tail saying, oh, what would you like for me to do? You would hate that. That would not bring you
joy. Oh, I agree. Yeah, I had a situation like that. I do agree with that. But I don't know. But, you know, but there is that book, you know, How to Step Out of the Matrix or whatever that, how to, the game of life and how to play it. And I just think that if those things are true, what people are saying, oh, this is an illusion, it's all a hologram or whatever, then I would think then that, okay, well, I changed the energy. I cleared the karma on my end. That means that that would cause a chain reaction within this other person. I know that they have their own lessons, but if I'm looking at it a different way, I don't know. It just kind of puts me in circles, but it's something that my mind's been playing with the last couple of days. So I know it's searching for something.
Well, one of the things that I've been getting for the last day or so is that we tend to want to understand everything. You know, we look at everything, we try to make sense of it, we want to understand it, we think, okay, this is the way it's supposed to work, and then it doesn't work that way, and we're like, well, I thought I understood it, why isn't it working that way? And more my guidance is telling me that you don't understand and you're not supposed to. There are things that you are not supposed to understand, because it's a matter of you trusting. It's not a matter of understanding. Understanding is part of that logical stuff that our brain does and says, well, if I understand, then everything will be great. But there are so many things in your life that you will never understand, and you are not meant to. It's a matter of trusting. Trusting and designing your life the way you want it to be, and knowing that you don't have any control over anybody else, and you're not supposed to. And even though there are books that say that you are supposed to be in charge and you can create whatever you want, including the people doing whatever you want, that's not true. It's not meant to be that way. Our lives are these wonderful journeys that we have decided to embark upon. And we wanted to experience all of these different things, and we want it to be things that come that we don't expect, and things that happen that we do expect, and things that just seem to be synchronistic and it just flows, and we don't understand exactly how that works because we're not supposed to. So there's really nothing wrong. And if you want to have an incredible relationship with someone who is a friend and a colleague and works with you and all of that, then go ahead and create that. Just don't put his face on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I was just, I don't know, having a different mindset, playing around with something.
Okay.
You're allowed. Yeah. Right. I think that might be it. No, I had a bunch of different thoughts, but I think I'm okay. Seeing what happens. Yeah.
Okay. Well, drink lots of water and, just let it all process.
I feel like there's something else there for me to say. I'm just not sure what it is right now. Okay. Okay. I don't know. All right. Well, thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Mm-hmm. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay, our next caller is another caller from area code 347. Hi, who's this?
Hi, hello.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Latina.
Latina?
Yes, Latina is with M.
And what can I do for you?
I want to know if there's any messages for me. I want to see an apartment today, and I might not be getting it because of the income. And my mom is just, like, all over the place. So I want to know if you had any messages.
The first thing I'm getting is that you need to just relax. Just spend a few minutes just breathing deeply and just letting go. Letting go of all of the thoughts that are whizzing around in your head, all of the wondering, all of the worrying, all of the what am I going to do and what happens if, and ooh, boy, you do have a lot of stuff whirling around in there. And just letting all of that go. And then when you reach that point of just being, then decide what it is you want to create. Was this an apartment that you felt like this was meant for you, and did it have that kind of feel to it?
Not really. Something in the back of my mind told me that I might not get it.
Well, if you don't have your heart set on it, you know, if it wasn't something where you walked in and you were like, oh, I'm home, then you don't really need that particular apartment. You need to find the one that feels like home when you walk in. It's not a negative thing if you don't get this apartment. It's actually an opportunity for you to find the place that is right for you. So it's actually a good thing. Look at whatever it is that you actually want in an apartment. You know, where do you want it to be located? How many rooms do you want it to have? Do you want it to be on lines where it's easy to get public transportation? Do you need to be near a school or a daycare or whatever? Look at what it is you actually want, and then ask to be guided to that apartment that is perfect for you. That way you don't have to do all of that worrying and doubting and I'm not going to get it, I'm going to get it, all of that stuff. You can let all of that go. Because when you are being guided to the one that is perfect for you, then everything works out. Because that's what it's meant to happen. Does that make sense?
Yes. Do you actually see me, like, moving soon? Do you see a move?
I am seeing you move. I'm seeing you find that place that really feels right for you. My guidance never tells me exactly when something is going to happen, although they are saying it is soon, but I'm not really sure what soon means to them. So I can't say exactly when this is going to happen, but it is. You are going to find the place that is right for you. So you don't have to worry about it. It's going to happen.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
So are you feeling anxious about when this is going to happen? You want it to happen tomorrow? Or
I just want it to be close because I'm going to school now. I'm going to be starting school this week, so I want it to be in this location. Like the one I've seen today would have been a perfect location for me. And, you know, around a daycare center, everything was just so close.
Okay, well, you know, when you get into that quiet space in your mind, you can talk to your guidance and say, okay, the one today was in the perfect location. I love the location. Now just bring me the perfect apartment in that perfect location. And then see what happens.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Okay. We have 3 minutes. Oh, gosh, time flies sometimes. They want me to remind each and every one of you that you are the one who is creating what you experience. You really are. Even though there are some things about your lives you don't particularly like and you don't want to take the responsibility, and for some of you that means blame for what is going on. But when you step out of that energy of blame and you simply realize that it just means that the way you respond is what is creating what you experience. And when you are letting go of those fears and those negative beliefs and all of that crappy stuff in your life, then you can start responding from that energy of love, that energy of trust, that energy of acceptance. And that allows the things that you desire that are coming from your heart to flow into your life. God is not against you. God is not creating problems for you. God is not trying to keep you down, to keep you small, to keep you under his thumb. That's not the way God works. God has given you complete and total freedom. You have the freedom to create your life however you choose for it to be. Recognize that freedom and start making your choices coming from that place of freedom. And of course, realize that you don't have the power to control other people. You're not supposed to, just like you're not responsible for them. Each of us gets to make our own choices. Each of us gets to create our own lives. So when you are looking at your life and what it is you want and where you want to go, make sure you are making it about you. And make sure you know how you actually feel about you. Because if you don't love yourself, it makes it really hard for somebody else to love you because you're not willing to accept love. So make sure that you are loving you. You are honoring you. You are respecting you. You are valuing you because it all starts with you. That's where your power lies, within you. Thanks so much for listening, and I will be back on Friday with DC Love, which should be an absolutely wonderful show filled with angel readings and all sorts of fun stuff. I hope everyone has a lovely week, and I will talk to you on Friday. Bye-bye, everybody.